Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from Baltimore, Maryland, she is a nutritionist and a health coach, as well as the author of The Brain Food Cookbook. Go to www.brainfoodcookbook.com if you would like more information. Please join me in welcoming Angela Taylor to the Professionals Roundtable. Hi, Angela. How are you today?
Hi, Rob. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
So please tell me a little bit about the Brain Food Cookbook.
Sure. So I wrote the Brain Food Cookbook after I was successful in recovering my son from autism. And my book contains 12 chapters of recipes which follow the GAPS diet, which is very similar to the paleo diet, which many people are familiar with. So it's gluten-free, soy-free, lactose-free, and grain-free.
Okay, very nice. So just go into a little bit more detail about what's in the book and, you know, where people can find it.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that autism recovery is possible, and they don't know how to go about it. So I start off the book with our family's story of how we recovered our son from autism at age 3. And then I go into a lot of the science of how and why the GAPS diet can be an effective intervention. And then I have 12 chapters of recipes that are kid-friendly that moms and dads and kids will enjoy eating.
All right. So my first initial follow-up question that popped into my head was, you know, you were lucky enough to discover this early. You know, you caught this before he was, 3 years old. I mean, that's young. So do you think that this could potentially work for somebody who's a little bit older?
Well, I think for a complete recovery, early intervention is key. I think that if parents were to really throw themselves into recovery efforts by the age of 5, then a recovery could very well be possible.
But once you've developed a little bit, it's going to be difficult?
Yeah, it's hard because beyond a certain age, they've missed so many developmental milestones. And I think that improvement is absolutely still possible beyond the age of 5. But I personally think you're less likely to expect to see a full recovery if efforts are delayed by waiting beyond age 5 to start the recovery process.
So just talk to me a little bit about your background as a nutritionist and a health coach.
Sure. I have 3 degrees from Johns Hopkins University, and I have a health coaching certification from Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And because I'm a big believer in continuing education, I'm currently enrolled in more grad school at Maryland University of Integrative Health in the field of clinical nutrition and integrative health. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners are wondering at this point more about what is the GAPS diet. So Rob, if I may, tell a bit more about the GAPS diet.
Please do.
Great. So it's theorized that gluten and dairy, and possibly all grains, may have opiate qualities in the brain for some children who have intestinal permeability or leaky gut. So if we remove these problem foods from the child's diet, it allows their brain to operate in a more normal fashion. And then they can think more clearly. They can start to understand what you're saying to them and what's going on around them. And then they're more receptive to learning, to educational therapies such as speech therapy, ABA therapy, occupational therapy, and so on.
All right. Repeat what you just said one more time.
Absolutely. It's theorized that gluten and dairy, and possibly all grains, may have opiate qualities in the brain for some kids who have intestinal permeability, which is also known as leaky gut. So the whole point of my book is to make it easy for parents to understand the science, to understand the rules of what their child can eat and can't eat, and then give parents delicious recipes to make it easier to follow those guidelines.
Okay. All right. I believe it. I do. You just have to be conscious of what you're putting into your child's body so that they can function properly.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly.
For years and years, wasn't it thought to give a baby a bottle of milk?
Well, I would say that science is ever evolving and that some children have leaky gut, which we don't know for sure the cause of, but research suggests that environmental exposure to agricultural chemicals and antibiotics and even vaccines may play a factor in triggering leaky gut in susceptible individuals. So when these kids with a leaky gut consume cow milk or soy or gluten or any grains, their digestive system can't digest it properly. And the food just leaks out into their bloodstream before it's been fully digested, where it goes on to trigger a massive immune and inflammation response in their whole body, including their brain, and it's a problem for them.
Oh, no, believe me, I'm not going against whatsoever, not even one iota. I'm just saying, like, for years, wasn't the practice to warm up a bottle of milk and give it to an infant or a toddler?
Yeah, it's true. And as people are becoming more and more enlightened, they're recognizing the importance of breastfeeding, not just for a couple of months, but for an extended period of time. And people are changing their views and realizing that giving young children cow milk and soy formula and wheat bread just doesn't work for some kids with leaky gut. In fact, they're disastrous for their developing brains.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of great science that's happening now. You can get your child tested for leaky gut using a stool test for zonulin, for example, from a lab called Diagnostic Solutions, and blood tests for IgG, IgA antibodies can tell you if they're intolerant to wheat, dairy, soy, corn, or any food, but they must be eating those foods in order for the results to be accurate. So if you're curious and you want a blood test, you'll want to order IgG, IgA food sensitivity tests before you remove those foods from their diet. And here, I recommend the food sensitivity test from Cyrex. So I have an analogy that I like to give people about new science. I say, hey, would you rather use an old flip phone or would you rather use a shiny new iPhone 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the new science, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the new science.
Yeah. So how is your son now? How old is he now?
Well, he's 11. He's fully recovered. He attends a regular school where he's getting excellent grades and has lots of friends. And we dissolved his IEP years ago. I don't know if you know what an IEP is. It's basically a special education program.
Yeah.
So we dissolved his IEP when he was like 5 or 6 years old because...
Terrific.
Yeah, because he didn't need it anymore. The speech teacher said, he's taking services away from the children who need it. So he didn't need it anymore, and we dissolved it. So he just attends regular school, and he has no assistance of any kind.
Perfect, perfect. So what are some of your plans for the future?
Well, for the future, I'll continue helping people worldwide with my book, The Brain Food Cookbook, which has sold now in over 30 countries. And after my book came out, people started contacting me saying they need a little help to implement it. So I went ahead and got certified as a health coach. So now I'm offering health coaching to those who need a little help to get started with their family's recovery process.
All right, terrific. So the best way to reach out to you is?
I have two websites. If you just want to check out the book, you can visit www.brainfoodcookbook.com and download the first two chapters as my free gift to you. Or if you're interested in some health coaching to help you along, you can visit www.brainfoodhealthcoaching.com to learn more about my health coaching services and sign up for an initial consultation.
There it is. Angela Taylor, thank you very much for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us here at the Professionals Roundtable. You're doing great things for people, and best of luck to you moving forward.
Oh, thank you, Rob, and thanks for having me on Empire Radio today.
This is indeed the Professionals Roundtable, empireradionow.com. I'm Rob Wetham. Feel free to check out my Facebook page if you would like. You can go to www.facebook.com/RobWRadio. Like, share, and follow the page. That's how the world goes round nowadays. and leave some feedback. Let me know how I'm doing. It's always appreciated. We'll be right back with more interesting interviews right after this quick break on the Professionals Roundtable.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio. Empire Radio.